in her minivan.
This is a Chrysler Town and Country. My seat actually will go forward and back easy. Even with the space that I've given myself, it's not quite enough for my knees. If I want to like sit at the edge of the bed to be able to then push myself to the back.
Because there's a bed here?
This is a bed here.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice.
Yeah. So if you look in the back.
Oh, this from this angle, it makes much more sense.
Yes.
What about all this other stuff? How did you decide what to have in the car? Are these just necessities?
So obviously the dirty clothes hamper, so we can keep our dirty clothes and our clean clothes separate. This is my daughter's bag of clothes. It's about 2 weeks worth of clothes that we keep.
The rest is
in storage. We have a 7x10 and it's pretty much full. You know, we had a life before this.
All right, you guys, so what you just heard was actually a clip from the Hidden Homeless Crisis in California on Vice News and HBO. And the reason I played that clip is because I want to take a moment to talk about poverty and, you know, being homeless in America. And because, you know, some people may take it as a joke, some people may look at homeless people a different way, but I feel that you can't really judge anybody on their appearance based on how they look or where they stay or what, you know, how they're living their life if you don't know the story behind their situation. Some choose to be homeless. Yeah, that's true. I will agree. And others, they're trying to find a way out, trying to make it in life. And doing the best they can, it can sometimes be a little struggle, but you know, it makes you kind of realize, you know, being homeless, that life is not always what you think it's gonna be. Shit happens. I'm gonna say that, you know, to be honest, it really happens. But like, sorry you guys for the cutoff. I feel myself getting a little emotional about the topic on this situation because, you know, in my adolescent years, you know, and being a young kid, like, I've went through poverty. I found out how I felt to be homeless. Like, and it's not a good feeling. From being homeless and then ending up in a shelter and then, you know, to my parents finally making a way for me and my little brother to live, getting our own house and getting a house that meant like the best feeling in the world. But don't get me wrong, like, I never forget what I went through. Going through what I went through made me, you know, who I am today. Like, just understanding that sometimes, you know, shit happens in life and, you know, you can't really, you know, dwell on it, can't really think of it as a bad thing. Like, you have to take the bad and, you know, outweigh it with the good. Like, of course, I've had, you know, some down times, but I've had a lot of fun times. I've really lived life. I got to see stuff. Like, being homeless, you really get to branch out and see different shit. Even though you're unable to afford it, you can. It's like traveling and you're seeing different things. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know, like, it's such a like great impact on your life. Yeah, it's like, it can be like one of the worst things that can happen, and it can be one of the greatest things that can happen. Like, you gotta take it. Like, growing up, so much shit has happened in my life that I've learned to take the bad, the worst, the pain I was feeling and turn it into like a positive outlook. And yeah, going through a lot of things, you know, it made me do a lot of things that I really wasn't happy with myself about doing, as far as, you know, stealing and everything else. I'm not gonna really say anything after that, because, you know, a lot of the things that I did was illegal. I will admit that. But all that matters now is that I'm here, I'm grown, and I'm trying. And you can never look down on a person, especially if they're trying. You can't even look down on no one, even if they're not trying. Because a person's life is a person's life. And what they go through, what they face, and how they deal, like, you know, how they cope with things is, you know, their way of life and how they were brought up or what they seen growing up or, you know, what was understood and what wasn't understood, you know, between what was going on in life. So you just gotta understand, like, you can't really judge people, like, because a lot of times, you know, what you see is not always what it is. And, you know, what it is not always what it seems to be. Like, you can't really just, you can't tell what a person's going through by looking at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what that homeless person on the corner is going through. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what that drug addict, you know, has been through. Like, everybody has some kind of purpose. Everybody has something to make them feel when they're, you know, at their greatest. And I feel like, you know, poverty is frowned upon and it's like forgotten. Like, you know, everybody continues to live on with their life, but I feel like people don't understand that there's actually people out there that can use the help. A lot of people are not gonna ask for it because, you know, they have some kind of pride, you know, or some people are embarrassed. You know, a lot of different reasons why, you know, people don't ask. Like, you know, me being a kid going through that, it's like I look forward to going to school, but I didn't look forward to going to school because I didn't really like school coming up. School just wasn't for me. It wasn't my thing. And I mean, yes, I've been to college. I actually did college twice. The first time it was on campus. The second time it was online. And, you know, my grades were good and everything, but I ended up dropping out because school wasn't for me. So as far as me going to school, going through poverty, it was like I only went for the meals, you know. And my cousin, I wish his soul, you know. God rest my cousin's soul, man. You know, he passed away. And, you know. So, but back to the topic. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting a little emotional. Me and my cousin, you know, my cousin went through it too. His mom not having enough to give him, you know. And us not having food in the refrigerator or anything in the, you know, in the cabinet or, you know, like, we look forward to going to school. Breakfast time and lunch time. And then a lot of times we will go breakfast, eat, and then we'll leave, you know, we'll skip school, and then we'll come back for lunchtime, we'll eat, then leave again, and, you know, it just, you know, basically, we just, you know, we were hungry, we did what we did what we had to do, we did what needed to be done, but, you know, at the end of the day, we learned from that. That made us, that turned us into, like, you know, the most caring people. Like, because you, as you look at people, like me growing up, I going through what I went through, I learned not to judge people. You know, people are not to be judged. Like, the only one capable of judging people in reality is God. And, I mean, who's going to argue with that? Who can argue with that? Like, you know, this is his world. He knows what needs to be done, and he's trying, and he's trying to help people. But it's just, you got to understand how many people is on this earth, man. We might be in the trillions, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, us humans, we're constantly, like, babies are being made every day. Like, every day you wake up, it's a new day. And every day you wake up, a new life has been born. So I really feel like, you know, if you see somebody out there struggling, or see somebody out there that may look like they need help, or not even if they're struggling or need help, you know, just, you know, pass the word along, you know, pass the favor, like, help out, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to be a star in your community, you know, not for, you know, to be recognized, but just, you know, to feel like you're doing the right thing, you're doing a good thing. Like you gotta keep it, going. And although we may have some people who don't really look at that and don't really care about that and just kind of, you know, kind of shoulder shrug and ignore it, but you got to understand, like, this is your world. This is everybody's world. We got to live here, you know. We all have to do the same thing. We all have to maintain. We all got to go to work. We all got to, you know, find a way to pay the bills on time. We all got to find a way to keep gas in our car, or, you know, keep a roof over our head, or keep maintaining, or keep living through life. I honestly feel like people who just ignore that have no capabilities of caring for other people other than yourself. So, you gotta pass the favor around, man. Like, you gotta do what you feel was right in your heart. And don't let nobody get in your head and try to tell you different. Because you know what needs to be done, and you know what you want to do. If you ever feel like you want to help a person out, go for it. You know, don't ignore it. Like, they may need it. You gotta think about, like, you know, people are struggling to maintain in life every day. And, you know, just when you think it's getting easier, it gets a little harder. But, you know, I also learned that, you know, just reading the Bible, even though God didn't write the Bible, it was man written. You find out that God gives his hardest battles, you know, to his people. Those who are capable of helping other people, and those who are capable in helping making the world a better place. Like, you gotta feel it in your heart that you want there to be a change. You really do, because you just can't sit around and be like, oh, well, You know, the poverty rate is high. It's fucked up. The government should do something about it. Ooh, why the fuck should the government do something about it? Look around you. You can help a person a day just by, you know, like, little things. Just buying them something to eat. You know, taking them somewhere to get cleaned, or, you know, just giving them food, something to drink, giving them some clothes, giving them a little extra cash. Like, if you have it to give, why not give it? Like, why wouldn't you, you know, why wouldn't you want to help out a person? Like, what makes you in your heart feel like you can't help anybody? Now, I get it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Shit. Like, 65% of the time, I don't have it. And when I don't have it, all I can do is give you my love and show you that I care. And, you know, just, like, it's so many rap songs, like, people be talking about, well, you know, some people don't like them kind of songs where they talk about poverty, but you gotta understand, that's what they went through, or that's what they seen. Poverty is all around us. You have to think about it. And to be honest, I kind of feel like, I mean, you know, not saying that there's gonna be a Great Depression, or there might be, but right now we're in a recession. Like, people fail to realize, like, the U.S., even though, like, not including all the technology out, but America is seriously behind. Like, it really is. Like, we are behind. And there's other countries that's behind us. So why not help somebody out to keep us from getting farther behind? Why not do that? But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. That's just how I feel about the situation. I just feel like I need to talk about, you know, that particular topic. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. Yeah, so y'all just, you know, feel free to let me know how you feel about the poverty rate, and what do you think is going on in America, and how do you think we can make it a better, you know, country? How do you think we can make this a better world for us to live in, for our future kids to live in? Like, you have to think about that. You have to think about your future kids. You have to think about your future. Like, you don't want your kid growing up in poverty. You know, some people don't even love their kids like the way they're supposed to love them. But, you know, that's a whole other topic, and I'll probably talk about that later, you know, another day, you know, another time, when I can, you know, get enough information to talk about it. But, you know, on that note, just, you know, let me know what you think. And if you listen all the way to the end, thank you guys for listening. You know what I'm saying? Feel free, you know, give me feedback. Let me know how you feel on the situation. I want to hear from everybody, you know, all types. There's no particular, you know, segregation about it, or, you know, no particular gender, no, you know, no particular race, no particular, you know, just nothing. I ain't really talking about that. I want to hear how you feel. I want to hear from everybody in the world, not just one specific country. I want to hear from everybody in the world. But you'll hear from me another time. Stick around for another podcast. And it is what it is. On that note, I'm out.